As part of a larger plan to curb carbon emissions, the city of Fayetteville has adopted new regulations for businesses installing electric vehicle charging stations. The city council approved the standards in January that deal with charging stations publicly available on private property. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth spoke with the city's environmental director, Peter Nierengarten, about the new regulations and about Fayetteville's push for energy conservation.
Can you tell me just a little bit about the electric vehicle charging stations and the regulations that the city set out for them and kind of how the city settled on those?
Previously, the city didn't have any regulations or guidance with respect to what those stations needed to provide or consist of or have associated with them. And so we've essentially spelled out some basic requirements for what those EV charging stations need to be. There's a voltage requirement, an amperage requirement, which is essentially about how much electricity the charging station can provide to a vehicle. There's some signage requirements, some connectivity requirements, and all of that is just to make sure the public is aware of where the locations are. And if there's a charge associated with the using the charging station, then that's made available to the public. And then online, they can find the station and see if the station is available for them to charge at.
Putting these regulations in place and maybe making charging stations more available, how is that pushing the energy action plan goals, for 2030 and 2050 that the city has?
Right. So we have goals in our energy action plan, which the city council adopted back in January of 2018 in several areas. And one of those areas is around reducing emissions from vehicles. And so as much as we are able to promote and encourage the transition away from internal combustion gasoline engines to electric vehicles that use electricity for fuel and simultaneously transition our electricity supply away from fossil fuels into renewables, then we're able to clean the emissions or improve the carbon footprint of the emissions from those vehicles. And so vehicle electrification is a pretty effective strategy at doing all of that.
The city is also has a plan to put in charging stations in city-owned parking lots, correct?
We're working on that plan right now. I wouldn't say we have the plan completely ironed out, but we've been in conversations with our two electric utilities, Ozarks Electric and Southwestern Electric Power Company, about cooperative arrangements with respect to installing charging stations. We are also looking at the money that just came available through the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality on February 1st that is rebate money for the installation of electric vehicle charging stations on public property, and then there's also rebates available for stations installed on private property. That money is now available. It actually comes from the Volkswagen settlement. If you'll remember the vehicle emissions cheating that Volkswagen was found guilty of back in like 2014 or 2015, they had to pay a big settlement as part of that. And part of that settlement amount that came to the state of Arkansas is now being offered in terms of in the form of rebates and incentives for electric vehicle charging stations. So we're hoping to leverage those rebates to get some charging stations installed at some of our downtown parking lots and potentially at some of our parks facilities or other facilities that are kind of more on the periphery of the community.
And then going beyond the electric vehicles and the charging stations, what other measures does the city need or is working toward to kind of push those action plan goals?
So we have several action plan goals beyond just the vehicle emission goals. We have goals around clean energy. We have goals around waste reduction. We have goals around building energy usage. So we've been focusing hard on trying to transition our electricity supply for city government buildings away from fossil fuels and to clean energy, to renewables. In 2019, we cut the ribbon on a 10 megawatt solar array at our two wastewater treatment plants that helped move the city's footprint of clean energy from about 16% clean energy supply to 72% clean energy supply. So that was a huge step forward for us. We're looking at other possibilities and options for the remaining clean energy supply and transitioning that over to renewables in the near future. We are looking at strategies for increasing the number of trees that we plant across the city to both combat heat island impacts, so the heat that comes from paved surfaces during hot summer months and the impact that has on energy use on nearby buildings by cooling and shading the streets and the paved surfaces with more trees being planted, and also providing stormwater benefit to the city. We're working on energy efficiency improvements in our buildings, transitioning away from older lighting supply to newer LED lighting. There's renewed interest in, working in partnership with other communities and with the federal government on clean energy and energy efficiency and electric vehicles and a transition away from a fossil fuel economy to a cleaner economy. And Fayetteville is committed to working with our partners on that transition and improving our, reducing our carbon footprint as much as we are able to do so.
And I guess I have just one more question. You know, how have people, like businesses or business owners, responded to the possibility of charging stations? Are they open to it? Are people not receptive? Are they unreceptive to regulations? I mean, how has that been?
I haven't heard a ton from businesses. I have visited with Colliers about the charging stations that they installed on Dixon Street, which, if you haven't seen it, is a really impressive installation that they did at their drugstore. But yeah, they their charging station setup completely complies with our regulations. And I think it's just an example of what we'd like to see more of across the city of Fayetteville.
That was Peter Nierengarten, the City of Fayetteville Environmental Director, talking with Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth.